Hi, I'm Dr. Tabitha, the gutsy gynecologist. I'm a triple board certified OBGYN and functional medicine physician. I've embraced the world of functional medicine and wellness through my own personal health journey, and I'm super excited to share my wisdom and unique perspective as it pertains to women's health. After caring for thousands of women, I've come to realize that your gut health determines your gyne health and your overall health. And it's a super gutsy thing for me to go against conventional gynecology practice to bring you the truth. No more Band-Aid medicine, ladies. We're talking root cause resolution on this show. So if you're struggling with hormone imbalance, weight gain, period issues, anxiety, insomnia, you name it, then you've come to the right place, and I want to be your gutsy gynecologist. So welcome. Are you feeling totally satisfied in your life? I want you to think about that for a moment, because I think all of us are sitting on a couple nails that feel a little uncomfortable that we keep ignoring. I know for me, from a long time, it was my finances. I just kept ignoring them, hoping that the pain would go away. And it wasn't until I actually took a look at them that things shifted in my life, especially my business. So today, this conversation I'm having with my good friend Megan is super important, because I know in my heart that you're not completely satisfied. I know something's like pulling on you, tugging on your soul to like shift and move. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And my guest, I love her to death. We call each other foxhole friends because we've been through the worst of the worst together. But I just want to sing her praises really quick, because this woman is incredible. After finishing graduate school, she went on to a real estate career, and she worked for one of the largest and most successful land development firms in the nation. And then she went off and created her own brokerage company. And within the first year, she was doing multi-million dollar sales. And at this point, she has done hundreds of million in sales. And I tell you this because when good people make money and have more money, they can do more good. And so that is her entire motto. She owns Blue West Properties. She has a team of 10, and they give back to a church or charity of every client's choice with each sale. Like, that's amazing. So I just want to like sing your praises and welcome you, girl, because you're absolutely incredible. And I'm so excited to talk about this B event that you put on every year.
Thank you. It's always interesting to hear your own bio, right? It's a lot.
Sometimes we need that. We need to hear somebody else toot our horn so that we can get comfortable and step into it, right?
Yes, 100%. And it's so easy to do for other women, and it's so difficult, I think, for us to do for ourselves. So I appreciate that. My big me.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons to go to the B event that's coming up, is because we don't celebrate ourselves. We don't show up for ourselves a lot of the time. But I do want to mention, like, my ex-husband used to say, I became a doctor so that I could go fishing. And I believe that you are a real estate broker so that you can be a philanthropist. Like, I truly believe that in my heart. You're not trying to sell houses. You're trying to help people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was a teacher first, right? So I taught inner city Las Vegas, and then came back to West Michigan while I was getting my graduate degree. In teaching alternative ed, kind of fell into that land development role that I had for a while. And when I realized what kind of impact I could make financially on other people's lives simply by doing good inside of the real estate space, it was so exciting for me. There was a long time where I felt like I failed as a teacher because I didn't have that switch that good teachers have, where they can leave it in the classroom. I would take everything home with me. My husband now with my boyfriend then, and he'll tell you, like, I was emaciated, and they would have whole conversations with me at a table. And I was thinking about some pregnant teenage student that I had, or at one point I may or may not have had one sleeping on my couch. And I just look at that space and think, from a trajectory standpoint, realizing I couldn't be in the classroom, but I could still impact the classroom, was such a beautiful gift. And something I didn't see coming for myself, something that God did.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. And what an inspiration, right? Like, you don't have to stay where you're at. You don't have to use the degree that you went to school for. Like, you can create a whole new life and do something completely different if you just follow your calling, listen to your heart. And so tell me, why did you create the B event? Because that's kind of the reason I think of, is like to help women realize their dreams.
Yeah. So I think after the loss of our friend, Elizabeth, who passed of an amniotic embolism, and, you know, you and I were there that day and that night, I kind of went into this space of just control. I went back to work. I did a ton of real estate deals. I poured myself into my clients. I ignored the pain that I had from that loss by keeping myself busy as a procrastination tool. Yeah. And I kind of isolated myself from other relationships with women. I think that there were people who were telling stories that I was guarded or uninterested or pretentious or all of these different things that really I loved her so much. And it was easy to maintain my friendship with you because you were there and I didn't have to explain what kind of pain we experienced. But I think in great love is where we feel that great loss. And so I tried for a while to protect my heart by just not engaging with anyone. But I also realized that that was not honoring the sisterhood that we had. And Elizabeth was integral in the conversations that I had early on about Blue West Properties and us giving back a portion of the brokerage's side of the commissions to church, charities, or schools. And I realized I didn't want that to end. Like, I knew that our relationship had to end on this plane, but that there were so many women out there who were trying to do good, and that we didn't have to pay $10,000 or $20,000 to go to Florida or all of these different places that you and I have been afforded to go to see these really remarkable women. They were right here in West Michigan. And as I heard stories, I just wanted for people to have that affordably available to them. So the first year, we only had seats for 100. You were there. I kept telling myself, this is bananas. I'm a realtor. I'm going to throw this thing out there. Be the last kid picked for kickball. Nobody's going to come to my party. We had these amazing 6 speakers. And in 45 minutes, we sold out the room.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. You know, it was a beautiful space to be able to not only honor Elizabeth, but also to get clarity in these 6 areas of our lives in a supportive environment where you could really feel the energy of women just wanting to step into their full potential.
Yeah, I love that. It's like women supporting other women. It's a judgment-free zone. We are only wanting to celebrate you and lift you up. And you're right. Liz wants that. Like, I know she was such a lively person. She wanted to connect people. She wanted to have a good time. She wanted to create and build things and like do all kinds of things. And so for you to just like hunker down and work yourself to death and close your beautiful soul off to everybody, like that wasn't serving you or the rest of the world. We need you. So I'm glad that you came back and you created this. Like, it's amazing. It's so important. And let's talk about the 6 areas that we cover in the B event, because I know there are women who are killing it, maybe in their business or in their health or in their finances, but they're neglecting the other areas. Like, I see this every single day in my practice, you know, and they get frustrated because it's like, but I'm doing so awesome at work. Why do I feel so miserable? And it's because we are a complex being that is multifaceted and we have to feed all aspects of ourselves. So let's talk about these life areas that you believe all need to be fed.
I mean, health and wellness is the space that, you know, you've spoken in before and are speaking again this year. What I find is that there's just this cacophony of you know, ads that were being fed and diets and this health and wellness and all of these words that they're really not specific. They're not measurable. They're not one size fits all. And I think, you know, getting clarity inside of that space about really what is the measurable goal you're after. We can't say, I want to be more healthy. Like, what does that mean? That I drank 64 ounces of water today? Or does that mean I worked out 5 times a week? So I think when we go through, you know, finance and career and health and wellness and giving and spirituality or religion or relationships, just having a hot minute to look at, where am I really in this space? And what do I feel would be a win for me? Not what does the world say would be success in this space, but what would make me feel better? And then what are the steps that I can take as I walk out of this room with accountability, hopefully with somebody that's at the table or a friend that you can call and say, this is really what I'm working on right now. Can you help me and support me in this space? It's just, we wake up every day and we're serving everybody else, right? We were talking about it like, oh, well, I have my kid's soccer game, or I have this, or I have that. Like, you missing that one soccer game is not going to make it so that that child is not the next Pele. Like, it's going to be okay if you go dump and pour into you. But we are trained up, I think, in the Western world of, get this husband and get this degree and get this job and get this house and do this and do that. And then by the time we've climbed this ladder that somebody else set up against a wall that we don't even know if we want to get to the top of, I see so many very successful women who get to the top of it and they're like, I'm not happy.
Right. They're empty. Like, this is it. That was it. Absolutely. And we need to start showing up for ourselves. We absolutely do, because that is what's going to give you the ability to continue to show up for your children and your spouse and your coworkers and everybody else. And this is not just like sitting and listening to women. I want to just make this clear about this B event is like, you're not just going to go listen to women talk about how incredible they are and then go back to your life. Like, whatever little dream is hiding out, whatever little spark is almost dead in your soul, like, it's going to be reignited. And you need that. Like, we were meant to grow and evolve. And we need to take time out of our regular routine to feed that and nurture it. And I just want to share, I went and dug up my card from 2017, right? This has been going on a decade. So this one was 2017, and you had us write on cards. And I just want to write what I wrote to myself, because I said, I need to conquer my inner critic. I need to be nice to myself. I need to be enough. I need to be confident and be a mentor to others to love themselves. And then you had us write a goal, a couple of goals. I wrote, write a rough draft of my story. So that's pretty incredible, Megan, in 2017, that you sparked that little thing deep inside of me. And I said that I would write a rough draft of my story. And I published my first book in 2019, a year and a half later, like, published it because of the B event, because I sat in that room and I was so inspired by the speakers and the women around me and watching them get excited. And it just shifts you out of this fight or flight survival mode and into like dreaming and growth and creation and evolvement. Like, it's such a magical day. Like, I just get emotional thinking about it, but I want that for every woman. Like, if you can travel here, you need to come be with us. I want to give you a hug. I want to see you in person. And if you can't come, I want you to sit with these six areas and start thinking, what am I neglecting? What's happening? You know, and get real with yourself and figure out, do I need to be more present? Do I need to be more still? Do I need to be more of me? Like, what do you need to be to get to where you want to be in life? Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there of people who have these moments. And I've always said far more is going on the floor than will ever go on the stage, right? Because there's these connections that are happening at tables and new people meeting people. And that's really where things started with Elizabeth and I. I didn't know anybody. In fact, a real estate agent here first tried to hire me. And then when I said, I'm going to hang my own shingle and do my own thing, her response was, go ahead and hang your own shingle. It's career suicide in this town. Nobody knows you. Which for me was like a dare. You know,
that's your personality, right?
100%. And my army colonel mom went to boot camp on a dare. So genetics are strong, right? But it's this space of looking around and going, gosh, like if she can write a book, I can probably write a book. And she would probably help me write a book. And she would inspire me inside of that space. And so we're not there with somebody who's, you know, not relatable because their story is so much bigger or whatever. We're going like face to face with somebody whose circumstances were relatively similar from the general same area for the most part. And you look at it and start to think like, gosh, if she can do that, I can do that. And then also like, I bet she'd help me.
Absolutely. Like, let's take it a step further. Let me just ask her, can we hang out? Can we be friends? How can I, you know, help you and get this collaboration going, right?
Yes. And that has been one of the most beautiful things. Elizabeth took me places and introduced me to people all the time in that first year. And some of those women are people who have become mentors and friends that are really remarkable human beings where I watched them and then emulated their activities in order to be philanthropic in the area. And I watched that in the room every year. I'm always amazed when somebody younger says, well, how did you figure that out? And my answer is often, I asked. Mm-hmm. Like I asked that woman to have coffee with me, or I asked that woman how she did what she did. And once you've reached a certain space of understanding of who you really are and, you know, bridged the success. Like, I'm never going to sell my first $1 million house again. I'm never going to break 10 million for the first time again. All I want to do is show somebody else how to do that. Like, there's nothing better than writing a big check for one of my real estate agents because they learn to fish, right? Like, that's my jazz. That's my juice. When I can be like, oh, I can help with that. Or I know somebody that can help with that. Like, that's what Elizabeth showed me in this beautiful collaboration that now has continued on for, you know, 10 years. And it's remarkable.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that so much. Oh my gosh. So please, like, please consider coming, hanging out with us, not for us, but for you. Like, literally, this is to fill your cup and to re-spark the tiny little fire that's still smoldering inside of you that's almost died out from your survival way of life. Like, that was me. I get it, but it doesn't have to be that way. And the best part is there's like mimosas and Bloody Marys in the morning and coffee, and you get to be around a circle table. You get to talk to women during this event. This is not you sitting in a chair listening to speakers and not interacting. And then lunch is gluten-free. Hello. Thank you so much. Like, I get to actually eat at an event. This fills my heart.
That's a real thing. That has become such a real thing lately. And just trying to, you know, not have a health and wellness journey where you're on a stage and then feed everybody something that is just, you know, chicken piccata and, you know, heavy, like everything, where I feel like I've paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for plates with rubber chicken in that spot. I love the collaboration and the bringing younger women into the space, because I do still find that people have a story about me and I hear the story, but it's not my story. Mm. And it makes me giggle when people tell me, you know, well, my family is a real estate family. Well, they are, but I mean, that's like my Uncle Jerry. And, you know, I'm not even attached to that. Like, that's not how that worked. Or I, you know, my business was built in this way, or I had these things. And what I find is those are actually excuses for somebody saying that I'm lucky, when the reality is it took a lot of tenacity and I made a lot of mistakes and I would do things differently in some spaces, but I don't really have any regrets. So now I feel like in my 40s, I can shorten the curve of some of these people who are so open to giving grace to everybody else, but give none to themselves. You know, we want to hit it hard, do this, do that. But the reality is once you have more than like three goals, you have no goals. Mm. So just getting clarity to sit for a hot minute for myself too. Like all I did was made the event that I needed. I wanted to be, you know what I mean? Like I didn't like any of the tables that I was sitting at because there was so many, there just were so many spots where I was sitting where women were gossiping about other women or just not showing up in a sisterhood and not in a way that was going to elevate them or the people that were around them. And then I could see this other pot of women who were like, either way, like I'm going to be front row clapping for you. Or I'm going to hold you rocking on your closet floor, but I'm going to show up no matter what. Yeah. And I wanted that. And I feel like those are the women that walk into the B. Mm-hmm. Those are the women where, you know, like they're there because they truly want to step into their potential and they want to clap like so hard for other women who have stepped into that potential.
Yeah.
And I just every year somebody tells me a story about how they got rid of some of their not enoughness or these downloads that the outside world gives us with these untruths about how impossible things are. Like I'm a straight CB student in high school. I was once fired from a bowling alley. Like I'm not that special, right? Like what is special is that I kept showing up. And I saw this the other day that we haven't failed until we stop.
Exactly. And as soon as we stop, we've failed. If you keep going, you haven't failed yet. Like, I truly believe that. That's how too. I got through everything I did. And you want to be around more women who get that, you know, who are supporting you. And you might make a new best friend at this event. Like, I'm so excited that I have, you know, people on my Dr. Tabitha team coming from other states to this event because they want to support me and my patients and my mission. Like, that's the women I want to work with and be friends with and hang out with and have fun with. Like, that's incredible. And these women exist. So if you're like skeptical, I promise you it's true. And that just means you need it more than ever, because if you're feeling skeptical and you are around a lot of women who are gossipy, judgy, catty, you know, trying to just fight each other, like, There is another way. So I'm really excited. I hope you guys will consider joining me and Megan and the rest of the room of amazing women, because it changed my life. I can't even say how many ways it's changed my life. It's given me the platform to really hone in becoming a speaker. It has, you know, like I said, fueled my dreams. It has connected me with incredible women in the community. And it's just helped me realize that the stuff that I'm afraid of, all I got to do is like give it some attention and I can shift that area completely. And if I'm neglecting another area, that's just my next step of growth. You know, like giving is so important, but a lot of us think of it as an afterthought. Like, I'm going to give when I do this. And it's like, if you start giving now, I truly believe like God wants you to give now and then he will multiply you, because you should not be afraid. Stuff is going to come back to you. And it's just that kind of mindset shift that you're going to get being in this room. So I pray I see you there and get to give you a big hug and sign your book and all that stuff. So thank you, Megan. You're just incredible. Thank you for continuing to do this for 10 years. Why do you continue to do it? Just real quick.
Because I just constantly see the need, you know? I see this like human connection. And I would say, you know, my entire goal in life is not to be the biggest broker or, you know, any of that. It's to leave people a little better than I found them. And it's hard because, you know, as soon as you put yourself out there, you're going to have some level of attack, because attention creates that sort of attack, right? And so if I could do it without my face ever being on it or doing any of that stuff, I would happily do that. But the reality is we need to see other people who have done things that are similar to the things that we want to do in order to get ourselves over the hurdle of not enoughness and that I can do that too. So I think in some form, I will always be out there reaching for that connection. I believe sincerely that Elizabeth would have been on that stage with us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And in my space of bitterness, I was trying to create something that was better. But as long as there are people out there who need help, I will keep coming for them.
I love that so much. That's incredible.
Because you will too. That's why you love it so much, because you will too.
Yeah, that's how I'm wired. And I just want to acknowledge the fact that you continued the B event through COVID. You went virtual. We had virtual COVID. I know it was rough. It was a lot of work, but that just goes to show your character. You are tenacious. You aren't going to back down and give up. You're just going to keep figuring things out. And being around someone like you makes me want to figure things out in my areas of my life. And okay, COVID's happening. We can't be in person. Let's figure it out. Right. So,
and that was the worst, when you're sitting there and you realize there's 300 people on the other and you can't really interact in the way you want. You can't feel the energy, which is just my favorite thing, the same as you, right? To run around and give people hugs and encourage them and do all of that stuff. It was so incredibly difficult, but so necessary in that time to show that we were still interconnected. I just want to cheer. I want to cheer for every woman who is out there that has a dream. And if there's anything that I can do in order to benefit them with the things that I've learned, I want to reach back and pull them forward. Nobody left behind, you know?
Love that. We're going to pay it forward. So I hope you'll join us. I hope you come see us. It is March 23rd, right? 2024. So
yeah, our ticket sales close in 8 days. So, and that's just so that we've got the numbers right in the room and all of that stuff. Thank you so much to all of the people who have sponsored and showed up in that space too. Really remarkable. And it's the biggest stage, the biggest space that we've had. And, you know, whoever's there is who's meant to be there. And
absolutely,
I'm grateful for that.
Well, I'm grateful for you, my friend. Thank you for being so amazing.
I love you.
I love you too. Thanks, guys. I hope to see you there soon.